Hey everybody, welcome back. I know it's been a while since I've recorded anything, just been real busy doing work, working two jobs, being in the military. It's great. So I really just haven't had time, but I did upgrade to a new PC and audio setup. Thank you all for coming back and listening. I can remember getting my first sympathy card 60 years ago, when I was a junior at Nichols College in Massachusetts back in 1962. I was a 24-year-old finance and accounting major back then. My name was handwritten on the envelope in a slightly messy, scribbly fashion, as if the right-handed person tried to write it with their left hand. The envelope appeared weathered and tarnished, brown marks, creases, and slight tears, as if it was played around with in the postal service for about 20 years. I immediately thought it was a prank as soon as I opened it. It was a very generic Hallmark sympathy card offering me condolences on my loss. There was no return address on the envelope, and absolutely nothing was written on the inside of the card. I do recall the envelope had a 6-cent postage stamp affixed to the UPS ink stamp across it, and I can remember shaking my head, chuckling, while sitting in my dorm bed. I quickly went room to room down my dorm hallway, asking and accusing my fellow classmates on who did this weird and morbid joke. April Fool's Day was the week before, so I thought maybe the card got lost in the mail. I mean, everybody denied any part of the obvious prank, and so I tossed the envelope and the card. Again, that was over 60 years ago, and I can remember it like it was yesterday. Well, the very next day, my mother called to inform me that my grandfather, her dad, had passed away suddenly from a massive heart attack. I went home for a few days to attend their funeral service and spent a lot of time with my parents, my siblings, and my cousins. I completely dismissed the card that I received the day before as coincidental. So again, that was my first sympathy card. Over the next 60 years, I would go on to receive probably 40 or more sympathy cards arriving at random intervals, no matter where I lived. It was the same type of nondescript, generic Hallmark card with the same chicken-scratched handwriting on the front. And the envelope always looked old and faded, and it never had a return address, and nothing ever written on the inside. It would always have the appropriate stamp glued to it, along with the UPS stamping across to certify that it did go through the post office, was received, and delivered. The inside of the card had a typical 4 to 5 sentence written by a very creative and sensitive employee of Hallmark telling me how they feel bad for my loss. Weird, right? Okay. Well, here's the kicker. The very next day, after I received the condolence card, someone close to me would die. I quickly established that connection early after I received my second card at a different address. Then was informed that my Uncle Ernie passed the next day in a tragic automobile accident. I was 25 years old then. After that, every 2 to 5 years, I'd randomly get a sympathy card delivered. Then I would find out that my grandparent, parent, or ex-coworker, an old neighbor, an aunt or an uncle, or an old college friend had passed away. Once I reached my 60s, it was more close acquaintances, and family would pass sometimes up to 3 in 1 year, with each death preceded with a sympathy card in the mail the day before. And I got married at the age of 33 to a lovely and caring woman named Doris. I kept this from her entire marriage as I didn't want her to get into something I didn't even understand myself. I didn't want to upset her or try to convince her that it was more than just a coincidence. The cards would get delivered to me. I wouldn't even open them, they just got tossed in the garbage pail before even getting into the house. There's absolutely no way I thought of keeping them, as I was convinced they were somehow, in some way, cursed. And I didn't want Dolores involved in any of this. She passed away 22 years ago, at the young age of 55, from a brain aneurysm. It happened pretty suddenly. She died at the house in my arms, and that's something I'll never forget. The card that came in the mail the day before was for her. I just assumed it was another uncle or an older cousin. The guilt that followed weighed heavily on my thoughts for years. If only I had known. Could I have somehow prevented her from dying? Who knew she was going to die, and why didn't they reach out to me? As I grew older, my sister would pass at 72, and my brother going 4 years later at 79. Many ex-coworkers, two bowling buddies, and a handful of cousins, at least six college friends from back in my day at Nichols, and four very close golf buddies all died, and with each passing there was a foreshadowing sympathy card in my mail the day before. I just can't ever seem to wrap my head around this morbid phenomenon. Who is sending me these cards? How do they know every address that I have ever lived at for the past 62 years? Why is there nothing ever written inside, and how the hell do they know all my family and close friends? How do they know they're dying the next day? And lastly, why me? Now, at my age, every time I receive one of those cards, I pray it's not one of my kids or my grandchildren. My children are in their late 50s, now with teenage children of their own, and I worry so much about them as they venture further out of the house, driving around with their teen friends, possibly involved in risky teenage behavior. My world would be absolutely crushed if anything ever happened to them, or to my adult children. No child or grandchild should ever die before the parent or their grandparent. But it does happen, and it's what keeps me up at night whenever I receive a card in the mail. Nowadays, when I receive a card, I call both of my children the next morning to do a wellness check. I'll ask what they're doing for that day, assess their risk level, and if they're going out in public or traveling somewhere by car or plane. I'll ask about my grandchildren too, and make sure they will be somewhere safe. I know my children think that I am a cusp of dementia when I make these annoying calls, but I just need to know for the peace of mind. I always end the phone call by telling them to be careful. So here I am, 82 years young, sitting at my kitchen table, writing this online paper with a big ballpoint pen in hand. I just don't know what's going to happen to me, so I want to document this strange phenomenon that has plagued me for the last 60 years. I'm not sure if this will be my last entry. My son called me earlier this afternoon and told me he received the weirdest thing in the mail today. He said he received a stamped envelope addressed to him, according to my son, handwritten, that looked like a fourth grader might have written it. He said the envelope looked ancient, and he told me inside there was an envelope, a Hallmark sympathy card, with absolutely nothing written on the inside of the card. He told me it's probably some stupid prank from his coworkers. Later in our conversation, he asked me what my plans were for tomorrow. I told him I'm definitely staying inside all day.